A Soft Epilogue, written by We Saw Bears and read by Flower Parish. This is an All for the Game fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Allison Reynolds / Renee Walker. Summary: a series of vignettes surrounding, loosely, Renee and Allison's relationship in canon. 1. Believe it or not, Allison understood why Renee sparred with Andrew. While Dan and Matt fretted over her, Allison knew that Renee could take care of herself. Allison wouldn't be friends with her if she was all sugar and no spice. To be honest, her tough side was what made Allison first realize that she was developing feelings for Renee, but she also knew that with everything with Seth happening so recently, she wasn't in a good enough place mentally to start another relationship right now. Still, she allowed herself to think about how nice it felt to be protected and cared for by Renee. Allison had spent her entire life on the defensive, and much of her relationship with Seth had required her to be the strong one. It was nice to know that Renee was there to hold her up for once. Allison didn't want to take that care for granted, though, and she made it her mission to take care of Renee, too. So, when Renee came in after a sparring match, Allison had everything ready. Renee raised a tired eyebrow at the display. "You know candles aren't allowed in the dorms." Allison waved a dismissive hand. "I don't care about the rules. Go shower, and then I'll brush your hair." Renee smiled, and Allison refused to acknowledge the flutter in her chest. "Thank you, Allison. That's very kind of you." Allison felt a blush rise high on her cheeks. She felt guilty for a moment, before realizing she had no reason to feel wrong about being happy. Allison didn't regret anything about her life, and she wasn't about to regret Renee. "You know I'm here for you." Renee nodded gratefully and headed for the shower. Allison was so gone for this girl. 2. Things were, to say the least, extremely tense after the riot. After they dealt with Andrew flipping out and choking Kevin, the team had each retreated to their separate corners while they waited for news from Neil and tried fruitlessly to get a little sleep. Renee and Allison ended up huddled together in a seat towards the front of the bus, while Allison worked on patching up Renee's split knuckles. Renee kept glancing worriedly at Andrew, so Allison said, "Do you want to go talk to him?" Renee shook her head. "No, I'm afraid that would just make things worse." Allison clicked her tongue. "He still freaks me out, but I feel bad for him. After all this, you're still not going to bet on him and Justin." Renee shook her head again, and Allison felt suddenly self-conscious. The bet of you two together is bullshit, right?" "Yes, Allison, we're not together." Feeling too vulnerable from that line of thought, Allison changed the subject. "You didn't have to fight all those people for me." Renee smiled at her softly. "Yes, I did." Allison raised an eyebrow at her. "Is it a weird Andrew protection thing?" Renee's lips curled in a wider smile. "Sort of, but it's also an I care about you thing." Allison swallowed hard as Renee reached out and squeezed her hand, and she ducked her head to hide the traitor blush on her cheeks. "You should get some rest," Renee said. "I'll watch over you." As Allison settled her head in Renee's lap, she was sure of one thing. Renee Walker was a goddamn angel. 3. Despite the circumstances she had been given in her life, Renee knew she had a lot to be grateful for. As such, she felt the need to try and pass that on to her friends when they needed grace. Though she knew they wouldn't all accept her prayers if they knew, they would have them nonetheless. The night Seth was found dead, though, for once, prayers didn't feel like enough. Renee saw Allison for only a brief moment as she gathered some clothes before leaving to take care of the final arrangements. Renee knew Allison wouldn't want anybody to see her looking weak and that she would put on a brave face until she was alone, but it still hurt to see her put on the same mask she had come to Palmetto with 4 years ago. In spite of this, Renee knew she couldn't live with herself if she didn't do something in Allison's hour of need. She put a hand gently on Allison's arm before she could leave the room. Allison stared at her with her trademark impatience, but didn't chew her out, which Renee considered a good thing. Sighing, Renee unclasped the necklace she wore and placed it in Allison's palm before clasping her hand. To protect you as long as you need it. Allison swallowed hard before nodding and turning away. Renee said a quick prayer for Allison's safe travel and for Seth's soul to be at peace before falling into a deep sleep. 4. Renee looked at herself in the mirror. It wasn't often that she took stock in what others thought of her appearance, but tonight was the fall banquet, their first since becoming national champions, and Renee's last as a fox. Most pressing, though, was the fact that she was going with Allison, since both of our usual dates are otherwise occupied. As Renee was brushing through her hair one last time, she saw Allison in the mirror behind her. "You clean up nice." Renee smiled at her approach. "Hello, Allison. You look lovely as well." Allison quirked an eyebrow. "Lovely, huh? That's a new one." Renee turned and placed her hand on Allison's wrist. "But one you can get used to." Allison smiled, looking uncharacteristically bashful. Renee thought shy suited her. "Yeah, I think I can get used to it." They stood there smiling at each other when Dan and Matt entered the room. "Kiss, kiss, kiss," Matt chanted. Dan swatted at him, but Renee went on her toes to kiss Allison's cheek. "Let's go." They held hands through all of dinner, and they both reveled in the comfort it brought them. Allison noticed Andrew looking at them and said, "What? If I hurt her, you'll kick my ass?" Andrew snorted. "No, if you hurt her, she'll kick your ass." "Hell yeah, she will," Allison said, squeezing Renee's hand. After dinner, they headed onto the dance floor, each holding each other close. As one of the songs neared the end, Renee felt something in her hand. "My necklace." Allison tossed her hair over her shoulder. "I don't need it anymore. I have the real thing." And as they swayed together on the floor, they got their kiss. The end.